Happy Wednesday again, VoiceTubers! I am Girl and Boo from Girl and Boo, Fine Cool. So my name is Columbus, and I am a pronunciation teacher as well as an accent reduction coach. And I'm also a YouTuber. And I'll be doing these challenges on here with you every single Wednesday. So today we are looking at a motivational video telling you to stop wasting time. And this is a topic that I'm very familiar with, so I have a lot to say about this. Well, let's just first say that we are living in a time now where technology has provided us with a lot of tools to be super productive. But at the same time, it's also the easiest time in history to be comfortable and let yourself be distracted. And it is so easy to be distracted today because all of the social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, all these different platforms are using tricks and techniques to get your focus. And so we need to be able to develop the skill to avoid distractions when it's not good for us to be distracted. And it's even more difficult for me as a content creator because part of my job is to be active on all these social media accounts. Anyways, let me give you guys one of my personal tips to stop wasting time. And my tip is to actually have a vision for what your day is going to look like. So before I go to bed, I usually write down the few big things that must be accomplished the next day. Because if I don't have a clear vision for my day, then that's when my brain starts to drift and I start scrolling on my phone. But enough talk. Let's look at the passage. Here we go. Is it a nourishing or is it a toxic relationship? Does it drain you or does it build you up? Ask yourself that. 好，那现在呢，我想用中文跟你们讨论一下这段话需要注意的一些发音的点哦。今天呢，我想跟你们讨论一下问题的语调，okay, 就是问问题的时候应该是上去的还是下去的。Well, first of all, 如果是一个是或否的问题呢，是或否的问题 ，For example, are you happy? Are you happy?它是上去的 ，right? Are you happy? 上去的。Okay, so 第一个规则就是，如果是是或否的问题，就一定是上去的。下一个就是，如果是我们所谓的开放型的问题，开放型的问题呢，通常是用 who, what, when, where, why 或者 how 开头的。So why are you happy? Why are you happy?Okay, 这个句子呢就是开放型的问题，然后它是下去的，有注意到吗？ Why are you happy? Why are you happy? Happy, 下去的。那第三种问题呢，就是这个 passage 里面有的。 Okay, so 我再读一次给你听。 Is it a nourishing or is it a toxic relationship? 最后呢，有注意到吗？它是下去的。Okay, so 这种问题叫选择题嘛 ，right? So 如果是选择题的话，有两个或者三个的话呢，最后是会下去的。再来一次哦 ，Is it a nourishing or is it a toxic relationship? 下去的。Okay, 后面还有一个选择题 ，Does it drain you or does it build you up? Does it drain you or does it build you up?那个 up 呢也是下去的。So, 我们做一个 summary 吧。Okay, so, 是或否的问题要上去。开放型的问题要下去。然后这种的选择的问题呢也是下去的。Okay, 但是呢我们今天的发音教学就到此为止吧。So, 大家如果你们有兴趣学更多的这种的发音技巧或者正音技巧呢，那你们就来看看我的发音课程吧。我的发音课程就是在 columbus.cool 这个网站。这些课程呢我是研发了一年了，所以我觉得它绝对可以帮助你说英文的时候呢更加有自信。So, 这个课程再来一次在 columbus.cool 这个网址。Okay, but, 我们回去英文吧。So let's look at some vocabulary. The first word for today is nourishing. Nourishing. Nourishing comes from the verb to nourish. So if something is nourishing, it is full of good things inside and it's good for you. It's healthy for you. For example, a basket of fruits is nourishing because it contains a lot of nutrients, right? The fruits contains a lot of nutrients. actions can also be nourishing. So talking to your friends when you're lonely can be nourishing because it's healthy for you. And the second word for today is toxic. And toxic would be the opposite of nourishing. If something is toxic, it's bad for your health. It's poisonous. So, for example, you should not live near a garbage dump because garbage dumps are toxic to your health. And the third word for today is drain. And to drain means to suck out all your energy. So, for example, you can say that exercise really drains you because when you exercise, you lose your energy, right? And in the passage, it says that a bad relationship can drain you. So that's also a good way to use the word. All right, but that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember that I have a pronunciation course at columbus.cool. So if you want to improve your pronunciation, go to columbus.cool right now. But other than that, I'll see you next Wednesday.